Blog Talk Radio.
It's Film Festival Radio, the show where superstars and future stars happily coexist together. And now, here's your host, Janice Malone.
All right. Good morning, everyone. Hello. It's the morning mini edition of Film Festival Radio Show with me, Janice Malone, here. And we've been kind of enjoying a much calmer interview season. It's been summer, and a lot of the shows and celebrities have been on summer vacation and summer hiatus, but we're getting back into the swing of things because the fall television season will be starting in just a few weeks. And we will have even more of some of your favorite television celebrities and film stars as well joining us, like we always have. And to further speak of television celebrities, we have one coming up in just about 3 minutes. He is Brandon T. Jackson, and he is one of the co-stars of the NBC's latest new sitcom, Mr. Robinson, starring really, really funny Craig Robinson. And Brandon stars as Ben Robinson. And Mr. Robinson is the sitcom, and it airs 9 to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time on NBC. If you have not had a chance to check it out, please do so. It's quite funny. We know, of course, Craig from The Office and just so many other shows and films that he has had, you know, just displayed his genius for comedy. One of the recurring roles on this show is with actress Megan Good. She stars as an English teacher on the show. And of course, Mr. Robinson also is a teacher by day, and by night, well, he's got this buzz thing for music. But listen, I'm not going to give away too much because we want you, if you haven't done so already, to tune into the show, make it a hit show, because you know, we just need more people of color on the television and on the films. And you know, Craig is a really talented guy, and I think that I'm so glad to see him get a sitcom. His character on the show is the lead singer of a band called The Nasty Delicious. It's a funk band. So you probably have seen these promo commercials of Craig and some of the other characters saying about, we're going to funk you up and all that. Well, that's what it's about, because his character is a teacher by day, and he's a funk band person by night. And so that's, you got a combination of a really lot of funny stuff going on here. And so Brandon T. Jackson plays as Ben Robinson on the show. And so as soon as Brandon calls in, we're going to find out exactly who is Ben Robinson and what is he all about, and so many other things about Brandon. First of all, I won't give out that question yet, because I want him to talk to us about it. But there's just a lot. Brandon has been on television since he was just a wee little lad, so to speak. He's been on all kinds of films, television shows. He started, you know, MTV. Let's go to some of his many credits here while we are waiting for him to give us a call here. Let's see, so I can scroll down here to get them all correctly, because I don't want to mess up people, their credits here. Anyway, he has been performing since he was 14. He's been on Martin Lawrence's the third edition of Big Mama's House. He had a role in Lottery Ticket. He's done films, is best known as Al Pacino from the hit comedy Tropic Thunder. In fact, he got an award for that role. He is, and a lot of you who are really into Hulu, he is, which is in the second season, the original Hulu series, Deadbeat. He is a co-star on that show, Deadbeat. Also, he was a part of Californication on Showtime's Californication, just to name a few. He has just done a lot. And so he is just a very talented young man. Parents are both ministers. Yes, ministers originally from Detroit, Michigan, and he's just a really multifaceted guy. I find it so interesting that so many people who come from, you know, really conservative Christian families and backgrounds are just some of the most talented and funniest people that you could ever meet. Very, very multi-talented. Also, Brandon T was on Nick Cannon, back with Nick Cannon, way before he met Mariah. Remember back when he did Wildin' Out on MTV? Well, Brandon T Jackson was a part of one of the regulars on that show. He had his own sketch comedy special called The Brandon T Jackson Show. Yeah, so you can't get any more specific than that. So, like I said, he has been out here doing his thing for a while. And even though he's still quite young, but, you know, and now it's paying off in network television. That's what it's doing. And I think it's really good for him to be able to branch out on a big major NBC sitcom. Another award for Brandon T, Daily Variety named him one of the 10 comics to watch. They don't have what year that was. And then also in 2011, the Hollywood Reporter named him to their prestigious 35 under 35 next generation list for short. So yeah, whenever you have the trade publications, such as Variety and others, bragging on you and saying, hey, keep an eye out for this person, you know that you are definitely in good company, because they don't just, you know, hand out those lists to just anybody out there. You have to definitely earn them. And I think that he has, for sure. Okay. Good morning, Brandon T. Jackson. Are you there?
Yeah, how you doing? What's good? What's good?
Hey, Brandon, you are what's good. I was just telling everybody how you've, you know, once upon a time, not too long ago, you were named one of the 10 comics to watch by Daily Variety. The Hollywood Reporter says, keep an eye on this guy. And wow, now you're on Mr. Robinson. So, okay.
Yes.
What's it like working with Craig? You're excited?
You know what? Craig is cool, man. Craig is real cool, man. Craig is, like, humble. The whole set is humble. I mean, I'm being honest. I'm not, like, if you listen to, you know, I'm genuine with it. Trust, I'm from a genuine city, Detroit, and we'll tell you how it is. You know, that's just how it, you know what I mean? And he is one of the great, you know, greatest persons to work with. And, I mean, it's crazy because it's so rare that you find yourself in good working environments in this business and to have, you know, Megan Good, you know, Spencer Grammer, you know, everybody's, you know, Perry, everyone, you know, Ben Condyke, everyone is doing a great job with just kind of like playing team ball with this show. It's a good show. And you know, thank God we came in number one for our time slot. And it's a great comedy, people loving it. And, you know, just hopefully people keep watching. I mean, I think it's a great world to go into.
Oh man, number one. Yay. We just gotta give you a hand for that one. That's great. Great, great stuff, man.
Yeah, we're number one in the time spot, so that's a blessing, man. I mean, we're all humility. It's a blessing.
Now, you star as Ben Robinson on this show. So who is Ben? Who's this guy?
Ben is Craig's younger brother. He's like the player, the rock star, the guy who don't have a job. If you watch tonight, you can see, you know, Ben trying to get a job. That's the thing. He's sitting on the couch, and you know, he's not lazy. He's just a rock star. He don't think he should work. He works nights. Oh. He sleeps the days away. You know, got the ladies and everything, and he's a fun, loving character, and he'd do anything to get to the band to get to the next level. You know what I'm saying? So he's kind of more driven career wise with his art, opposed to being on a 9-to-5, which most young people are these days. You know, they'd rather be on Twitter and Instagram, you know, doing, you know, making their way through that than going to a 9-to-5 job. So it kind of speaks to, you know, the younger demographic too. So yeah, man, it's a great role to play. I love it. It's fun. It's cool, and it's a good time.
Do you personally know anybody like Ben, or any relatives or friends, or what?
Yeah, me 4 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Oh, goodness.
Yeah, that was me 4 years ago. So definitely, like, that was definitely me just sitting at home and kind of like, you know, lounging around waiting for my next acting gig, you know, chilling out with some, you know, some ladies. That was definitely me like 4 or 5 years ago. So,
okay.
You know, but I'm definitely a little bit more grown, you know, got my head on straight. But Ben is kind of my younger self, so it's kind of fun to play it on TV.
So is this your first time working with Craig? You know, maybe before you guys were both so popular, do you work with him in any comedy clubs or anything like that?
You know what's funny? Me and Craig worked the comedy scene together, but the thing is, me and him will always in passing. I'll be doing a movie in Vancouver. He's doing, you know, Hot Tub Time Machine. I'm doing Percy Jackson. We would hang out at, you know, in the bars together and have, you know, talk his life and how I always wanted to work with him. And it's crazy because it just came back around. That's why you got to be careful what you say, because good and bad things can come about with what you say.
That's right.
You know, and the good thing is, this was a good thing. You know, I'm like, Craig, we're going to work together one day. Watch. I promise you, if you can rewind time and see this and then see what we're doing now, it's just crazy to watch. Crazy. So I'm
That's
excited.
Amazing.
The show's amazing. Good times, man. Good times.
So when your agent or your manager or both told you about this role was coming up, was it a long audition process for you? And when you found out about it, did you recall this conversation? Man, I told Craig we was going to one day work together or what?
Yep, exactly. What my manager actually found this role. Mark Atkins, he was my manager. And he was like, yo, man, this thing's perfect for you. He read it. And he said, man, this thing's perfect for you, man. I'm like, what are you talking about? I read him. Oh, my God, this is so me. And when I got in the room with Craig, I was like, Craig, I gave him that look. I'm like, yo, let's rock this out. And then I got the call the next day. You know, I tested for the role, and then I got it. I got it.
So did you test with Craig himself or stand in?
Yep, I tested with Craig himself. In front of the studios, they all was there, the full-on, you know, full-on audition. You got all the executives in the room, and it was nerve-wracking, but, you know, I pulled it through, and it was a good time. Good time, man.
I know that was nerve-wracking. Got all the suits in there. That was real nerve-wracking. Oh, goodness.
Are always nerve-wracking. No matter what
Well,
level
now,
you
as you mentioned.
I'm here.
It's still nerve-wracking. Yeah, it kind of faded out. So you said no matter what level you think you're on, it's still nerve-wracking when you got all those suits and ties looking at you.
Oh, my God. I never saw. I'm like thrown up in the bathroom like 8 miles. It's just crazy. Always. Every time. I'm nervous. I got the stomach and everything. So I'm always nervous. You know, it never stops. So, yeah, it's crazy.
Oh, my goodness. So after you did this audition, you had to go and do the barf thing too, or what?
Do the what?
You had to go throw up after this audition?
Oh, no, not after. I'm just, you know, that's an expression, but no, that's how I feel, though. You know, you always got to keep those, you know, no matter how big you think you are, you got to keep the, you know, the humility of knowing that the art comes first. So that's the good thing about, you know, the show. We bringing it to y'all, you know, live, and it's great. It's not a laugh track. It is live. It's real, and it's cool.
Oh, see, I'm glad you said that. I thought it was a laugh track there, but it's the real live audience.
Man, people keep saying, no, we got a live audience. People need to stop that laugh track. No, this is live performers. you know, I see some of the comments like, man, this lab track. I'm like, man, it's real people. You know what I'm saying? I wish I would have.
I love it.
I'm gonna see if I got something on Instagram. I might got video of the live audience from on my phone. I might have to post that tonight. If I hear people going, it's a lab track, ain't a lab track, man. We stand up. This is what we do. You know what I mean? Like trying to go for no cheap laughs. So, you know, it's cool.
I don't like laugh tracks. It sounds so stupid, doesn't it?
Laugh tracks are corny. We ain't on no corny stuff. So it's going to be real cool, man. Real cool.
So the scenes when Craig is, you know, doing his band music thing. So that's real stuff, too. Uh-oh. Are we there? Did we lose him? Oh, I think we lost Brandon. They can't do. They took him away. Oh crap! Why y'all send me Brandon? They sent me Brandon late, and they took Brandon away from me early. Come on, you guys. You owe me another 5 minutes. I have like 3 more questions. I know we only get 10 minutes, but they were 3-4 minutes late delivering Brandon T. Jackson to me, and I deserve my extra 3 minutes. All right. I can't get him back. Brandon, so sorry. Maybe we can bring you back. Brandon T. Jackson. He stars as Ben Robinson. Mr. Robinson is the new sitcom starring Craig Robinson. Airs Wednesday nights, 9 to 9:30 p.m. Eastern on NBC. And as you heard, Ben, the character, a.k.a. Brandon, say this was him 4 years ago. This was Brandon T. Jackson. He said this character was him 4 years ago. Because that's what he did. And so, anyway, I am just so happy that I did get a whole, 3 or 4 minutes with Brandon T. Jackson. I was going to ask him about his use of the middle initial T. I don't know what the T stands for, but I was going to talk to him, have some fun about that. But anyway, we had to leave. They took him away from me. That's okay. We'll just do it tomorrow. Do somebody else tomorrow. But anyway, that is the morning mini edition of our show. Thank you guys for listening, as always. Thank you, Brandon T. Jackson, for joining us for this whole 3.5 minutes here. And we will see you guys on our next morning mini edition of Film Festival Radio Show. Make sure you watch Mr. Robinson tonight on NBC. As Brandon said, they were number one last week in their time slot. So, yeah, let's keep it that way. So anyway, we'll talk to you guys on our next show. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Film Festival Radio with your host, Janice Malone. Be sure to download this and other episodes at filmfestivalradio.com.